Investigators are trying to piece together what exactly happened at Miami International Airport yesterday afternoon. Here's what is known so far. A federal air marshal shot and killed a man who was agitated and claimed to have a bomb. No bomb was found, and the man had no apparent link to terrorist groups. Federal officials, however, are defending the actions of the air marshals involved. From Miami, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The 120 passengers and crew had already boarded American Airlines Flight 924, bound for Orlando, when a commotion involving a man and a woman broke out. Mary Gardner, a passenger on the plane, describes what happened next. She spoke with WTJV television in Miami.
They got on the plane, and all of a sudden, after everybody was playing, sitting down, her husband ran through the aisle frantically. She ran after him, and all of a sudden, there were about 4 to 5 shots that happened.
Gardner says that police then boarded the plane and ordered passengers to put their hands on their heads. Later, bomb squad members blew up at least 2 suspicious-looking bags removed from the plane's cargo hold. It was, says Gardner, quite scary. Federal officials identify the man who was killed as 44-year-old Rigoberto Alpizar, a U.S. citizen. Alpizar had flown from Quito, Ecuador, earlier in the day and was en route to his home near Orlando. Officials say he was acting erratically and appeared to pose a real danger to passengers and crew. James Bauer is head of the Federal Air Marshal's Miami Field Office.
At some point, he uttered threatening words that included a sentence to the effect that he had a bomb. There were federal air marshals on board the aircraft. They came out of their cover, confronted him, and he remained non-compliant with their instructions. As he was attempting to evade them, his actions caused the FAMS to fire shots, and in fact, he is deceased.
FAMS, or federal air marshals, are the armed agents who travel undercover on some airline flights. No bomb was found, either in the backpack that Alpizar was carrying or in any of the checked luggage aboard the plane. Officials described the incident as an isolated event with no apparent link to terrorism. This is the first time that federal air marshals have fired a weapon since the September 11th attacks. Some of Rigoberto Alpizar's neighbors and relatives question the use of force. They describe Alpizar as a nice guy who was always smiling, always talkative. According to a witness on board the plane, Alpizar's wife said he was mentally ill, suffering from bipolar disorder, and had not taken his medication. Federal officials declined to comment on those reports. They did, however, defend the air marshal's action. Their job is to protect passengers and crew at all costs, they say. David Adams, a spokesman for the Federal Air Marshal Service, says in this case, procedures were followed by the book.
We want them to be able to act in split seconds and not to have to think. And this is just part of it's just a human nature now, how they react to the situations because of the training they receive.
After the shooting, one concourse in Miami International Airport was briefly closed, but within a few hours it was reopened and operations returned to normal. Federal and local officials, meanwhile, have launched an investigation to determine what exactly happened on American Airlines Flight 924. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Miami.